You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney.
Hootie hoo!
And here in the studio with us, Just Ed.
Hey, hey, hey! What's up, Tim? Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you for coming. I like this because you're just a regular radio guy. I mean, I was listening to you online last week. You know what you're doing here on the radio.
Well, a little
on the microphone.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I'm still fascinated by you pros.
No way. But wait, the radio show you do every Wednesday online on, what's the website?
It's www.myhouse-yourhouse.net.
Okay.
And that's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. 2-hour show. And it's not your regular Mix You Into Bliss show. I actually it's reminiscent of the 80s. Do a lot of interacting with the board, discussion, a lot of people we know. So, and the world is listening. So
yeah.
Just like your show, man.
But so you started out DJing back in the early 80s, right? That's what I was reading.
Actually, I started before then. I started when I was 10, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And every spring cleaning, we used to go and find, like, old speakers and whatever we can come across, turntables and mixers. And we used used to get in trouble all the time because I would cut up my mother's towel for a slip pad. You know, our first mixer was a realistic mic mixer, 4-channel. You put rubber bands for the 2 lefts and rubber bands for the 2 right. It's battery operated. So Electrolux turntables, they encased a cassette on one, and the other one had a 8-track player. So I tell you how old I am.
So you did that for a while, and then you stopped for a while.
Well, I had to stop in the, let's see, I think it was 85. It was New Year's, 85. I was forced into retirement.
You're forced into,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, drugs and alcohol, man.
Really?
Yeah. That's the bottom line.
All right.
And huge amount of, excessive abuse and use of that. And I was, in the industry, I was running chewed up and spit out from that because I wasn't taking care of myself either. So
now, were you just DJing there, or were you producing then as well? I mean, what was happening then at 85? In 85, I mean,
I actually learned how to mix from this kid Charles Chavez in El Paso, Texas, in 82. And from there, I went from Texas. I came back to Stamford, Connecticut, and I played at King's Wharf Lounge, which became Tipton's, and WBLS used to do every Saturday night there or something. It was incredible. It was incredible. I mean, my skills as a DJ have never changed as far as knowing how to rock the crowd, but you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm grateful that I'm still alive and I made it, whereas a lot of cats, they're dead now.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I know. It's not really a beautiful love story to talk about or anything, but it's reality, man. That's basically what underground quality is all about. It's quality underground music. And our position has always been, one of the founders is Vic Money. Vic Money, where you at, baby? He used to be on 98.7 Kiss FM, and he's one of their master mixers. And he used to play on Saturdays, and I think he rotated with Bentley Clark and there was another guy, Ruben Toro. Ruben Toro plays on Saturdays, I think it is. So anyway, we hooked up underground quality. We decided that we're going to play music that didn't get any airtime that we thought was better than what got played on the air.
Yeah.
And we also
I know that.
Yeah, and we also we also promoted a lot of unknown DJs that were better than the known DJs.
Yeah.
And that's always been, that's basically what Underground Quality is about.
So when did you start the label Underground Quality? When was that?
Officially, the label started on my first CD album release, which was 2004. And it was Carnival House. I only released 100 original pressings on those.
All right. Very limited.
Very limited. Yes. And who would have thought that, you know, it's developed into something substantial. And yeah. I actually saw one of the CDs on eBay for $50. So, yeah, really? How about that? Yeah, I'm not even dead yet.
And then when was the first vinyl release for Underground Quality?
UQ003, that came out right after. And I have to mention Omar S., Fexy Detroit number one compilation. The AM mix, which was on the first CD album, that got released vinyl. And I believe that was 2005, I want to say. 2005, yeah, the end of 2005, 2006. And then I released mine's like about 2 months after his. So let me get the...
I told you, man. I told you that I was going to run out. all right. What is this one playing right now, by the way? What are we listening to?
Okay, that one that was just on. That was... Omar S.
Okay.
We did that in his studio. It's called Detroit Kenship. And this one playing behind me is from my main man, Mr. Kevin James out of Baltimore. And this is the Unity Collabo Part 1. And then there's another release a year and a half after this, which was a 4-record set. And that included artists like DJ Q from Strength Music, Fred P, Black Jazz Consortium, Jennifer Mayanja, Bumako, my son Destin. He's got a track on there. Yep.
Oh, Destin. Wow.
He's the A&R for Underground Quality. He's 4 years old. That's right.
Oh, man.
And his song was Dinosaur. Anton Zapp from Moscow, Russia. And
which you're heading out to this weekend, right?
Yes, going to Propaganda, and we're gonna try to rip the roof off. We got a new release. It's called UQ. It's the call letters are UQ019. Okay, UQ019, and it's DJ Just Ed presents Nina Krevitz Voices Remix Project, and it's featuring the East Coast All-Star UQ producers. Huh, how you like that, huh? And it's available now at downtown304.com or my website, undergroundquality.com.
All right. Well, you going to be playing something from that tonight, you think?
Yeah. I'm going to play, going to mix it up with some music from the from my label and some of my more favorite tracks that I like to play out when I'm in the club. So it's going to be, hopefully it works out smoothly. We'll see. It's going to be interesting though.
Hey. All right. Well, let's get to the music and we can talk again a little bit later.
Great. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you. So Just Ed here on Beats and Space, WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Number here is 212-998-1818. And you can reach us on the Insta Messenger with the name WNYU Radio if you want to write in on the computer. And we'll get started here with Just Ed. And after Just Ed, we have a mix from John Daly. So we're going till 1 a.m. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. I do to make you vain? Had my fill of the rough terrain. What I want is a road that is smooth. I can't believe my love. She cares, you know. I can't believe my love. Can't believe my love. Can't believe my love. Can't believe my love. Thank you.
Thank you.
and Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, and you've been listening to Just Ed.
Woo, it's hot in here. Oh, man.
Ed, thank you for coming down.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you very much for having me, man. I hope your listeners enjoyed the mixture.
Of course. Do you want to run through some of the things that you played for the past hour or so?
Sure, I'll give you the rundown. We did. We started. The first track out was while we were talking. That was DJ Snottenberg, aka Omar S, and Just Ed, Detroit Kinship on Underground Quality. That's Unity Collabo Part One. Number two was Just Ed and Kevin James, Baltimore Love. That's also on the Unity Collabo Part One. And then we had Chasing the Sun, that nice jazz piece by SLF Mode. Not released yet. Received that as a promo. And then we had Jennifer Myanja, Stream of Consciousness, Bumako. I think it's 003. Number five, we had Just Ed. That was called Relief. And it's unreleased. And then we had my man, Lawrence, a.k.a. Pete, a.k.a. Sten, off of his Sten, the Essence of Sten CD. It's on under the Dial label. It's a black CD. You get it. That thing's hot. Number seven was Pevin Everett, my man, my hero. One day when I grow up, I want to be just like him. I Can't Believe I Loved Her. That's the unreleased mix I got via Vinyl Junkies in London. You can search them online and cop that off of their website. He's got a few copies left. We had Tyrone Francis and Quentin Harris, One Day, instrumental, Jose House. What's up, Tyrone? And then we had another, number nine was, again by me, it's GV255, Wonderment. Number 10 was Sweetness, that's out now. If you like that, you can get that now at 304.com or my website, which is undergroundquality.com. On sale now. And then we have in the background my main man, Mr. Fred P, repping Soul People's Music. He did a remix for Nina Kravitz that was just released 2 days ago on 304.com or undergroundquality.com. It's a two record set, six tracks, one original and five remixes of the original. Good stuff there. All right, man, that's the playlist.
Ed, thank you so much. That was great. Really appreciate you coming down here, though.
My pleasure, man. Time to get some chicken wings.
All right, well, we gotta switch it up now with John Daly right after this little PSA announcement. And then we'll have John Daly from Ireland. But again, thanks to Just Ed for coming down to the studio. Don't forget to check out his show online every Wednesday. And here we go. Beats in Space go until 1 a.m.